Ok, on va voir. The paper is in the book. The paper is in the book. Okay, good luck, everybody. This morning in Parshas Vayetze, the Torah began by telling us that Yaakov had to run away from Beersheba. He went to Choron. Vayetze Yaakov Beersheba Ela Chorona. That's in Bereishis Parakof Ches Pasuk Yud. And the next pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayivka B'Mokom, he came upon a certain place. As I'll say, that that's the place where the Mikdash was eventually built in Yerushalayim. Vayolan Shom Kibo Hashemesh, he was rested there because the sun was setting. It was getting dark. So he took from the stones and so on and put them by his head. Went to sleep over there. It's a simple understanding. We read the parshas. It seems that Yaakov went directly from Beersheba to Choron, went on that journey, stayed overnight, not to travel at night, and, you know, in that place. But basically, he went to Choron from Beersheba without making any detours. However, Rashi comments on Pasuk Yud Aleph, and here in the parsha Yetze Parchochaz, Pasuk Two, Vayishka Bakom, who washam meal. But also Mokom Shachon. He rested, he went to sleep in that place that's described in that parsha. He had the dream with the ladder and so on. There he went to sleep. But for the 14 years when he was in the yeshiva, the so-called yeshiva Shem Eber, Rashi calls it Beis Eber, Shem himself was dead already, but that academy, whatever exactly that place was, that's where he studied Torah. And he's learned all night, never slept a normal night's sleep in that entire place. So Rashi's hinting at the fact that we have a tradition that, in fact, Yaakov did not go directly from Beersheba to Choron, as the Pasuk seems to imply, right, by Ainti Yaakov, Beersheba, El Chorona, but he stopped along the way for a 14-year detour in a place called the Yeshiva of Shem and Eber, and he studied there, and that's where he spent a significant amount of time. So it's actually mentioned in a number of places. One of the sources is in the Medrash Rabbah. That concept that Rashi quotes is also in the Medrash Rabbah. But here I'm looking at source A, Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Samachet, Siman A. It says, Chizkiya Amar ben Samach Gimel Shonam Hoya Avinu Yaakov Ve'esh Shemotel at HaBrochus. Yaakov was 63 years old at the time of the whole episode with the Brochus, the Esav that we read about last week. Disguising himself and taking his father's, taking his brother's brach, and so he was 63 years old at the time. And then it says, also, Od Yud Dalad Shunit Mamavayz Eber. And then he first, before continuing on to Choron and meeting up with Lavan and his daughters and so on, as described in this morning's Lenin, he first spent 14 years in this place called the Yeshiva, the Beis Eber, Yeshiva Shemin Eber. Rashi, the Gemara, Rashi, Maseches Megillah, Daptez Zayim and Beis, going over to the Yud Zayim and Aleph, the end of the first parak of Megillah, has a whole chesh. I'm not going to read all the Gemara and the Rashi's there. I printed it for you if you want to take a look at it later. It's pretty much the last sugya in the first parak of Maseches Megillah. It has a whole cheshbon of how we can figure out from Psukim that Yaakov spent 14 years studying Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, because there are 14 years, in effect, missing from his life. Okay, what I want to focus on, though, is the first line there. It's still Tezan and Beis, the beginning of 4. It says, Amar Rabba, Amar Vitzik, Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosem, Akivet, Ova'im. Talmud Torah is greater, is more important than even honoring your parents. Shekol Osam, Shanim, Shiakov, Rino, Beis, Eber, Lo, Nanash. All the years, the 14 years that Yaakov Rino spent in the Yeshiva of Shem and Eber before he went to Choron, he was not punished for having had to forego the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im. Yeah. Yeah, he was told, right? Also, he was told to go by his parents. They told him to go there. So that's a problem. It's an important question. But then, meanwhile, the Gemara says he wasn't punished. And for the other years, we'll see in a moment he was punished. Yes.
Wasn't he punished, though, again?
Right, so that's exactly the Gemara has the cheshbon. That's a mention. I'm going to say it outside to save a few moments because you know, you have to see all the particulars. You can read it with the Rashi's that are printed in sources 4, 5, and 6. Basically, it's all learned from the fact that Yishmael, we find that Yishmael died at the age of 137, okay, which is mentioned at the end of Parshat Chayisar. Rashi gives you the cheshbon at the end of Chayisar, also repeats it again the end of last week's segment, Parshat told us, but it's all based on this Gemara and Megillah. That Yishmael died at the age of 137, and Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. That we know, because it says that Yishmael was 13, end of Lech Lecha, it says that Yishmael was 13 when he had the bris. And Avram was told that a year later he would have Yitzchak, and he did. So Yishmael was 13 years older than Yitzchak. So when Yishmael died, he was 137, and Yitzchak was 123. was 14 years old. And now the pasuk tells him last week said Yitzchak was 60 when the twins were born. Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Baleles Vasam when Yaakov was born. So that means Yaakov was 63, right? He was 60 years younger than his father. So Yaakov was 63, as the Medrash says in source 3, Ben Sama Gimel Shana Ha Yaakov Ve Shana Talas HaBrachas. This is all at the same time. So he was 63 years old. Now if we follow the psukim as it tells us, based on what the Tarshish Chassam tells us, he was 63 when he ran away. He was there by Lavan for 14 years until Yosef was born, because he worked for 7 years and 7 years. The Pasuk Lane this morning says that when Yosef was born, he said he wanted to leave, and then Lavan convinced him to stay another 3 years, another 6 years, but he was 14 years old. So he's now 70, he was 77 when Yosef was born. Now later on, we find that Yosef was, first of all, Yosef was 17 when he was sold. That's in a couple of weeks, we read by Yeshua, Yosef and Shlach Sveishana, when he was sold. And then he was in front of Paro when he was released from the prison, the whole story of the dreams and everything. So he was 30 years old. So again, Yaakov, according to what we're saying now, was 77 years older than Yosef. Was 77 years old born. If Yosef was 30 when he stood in front of Paro, it means Yaakov at that time was 107. Then you had the 7 years of plenty, right, in Mitzrayim, the Shevet Shnei Asava. And then 2 years of Rav before Yaakov finally came down. That would make Yaakov 116 when he came down to Mitzrayim. The only problem is that the Pasuk says that Paro asked, in Parshas Vayigash, Paro asked Yosef, how old are you, when he first came down? He told him 130. There are 14 years missing from the Cheshbon. So that's how the Gemara figures out that before he continued on to Lavan, to the house of Lavan, he spent 14 years. Well, we have 14 missing years in the Yeshiva of Shem Levi. That's the whole Cheshbon. I'm giving a nutshell, a couple other ways to look at it also. But the Barry U.S. So at the end, Yaakov was punished in effect because there were 22 years that he was away from his father, not able to keep it up, and that corresponds to the 22 years that he wasn't with Yosef. But that's the Gemara's point. But the other four was really 36 years that he was gone, right? It was 22 years, you know, again, 20 years by Lavan, the Gemara figures out 2 years traveling. So it's 22 years that Yaakov was away from. So all this is that Gemara. Yaakov was 22 years away from his father, yet so unable to do keep it up, and therefore, sort of as a punishment, to me, the Kenegah Mida, Yosef was separated from him for 22 years. Okay? Again, he was sold at the age of 17, 13 years before he came, interpreted Paro's dreams, then the 7 good years, the 2 bad years, so adds up to 22 years. So the Gemara says, but he wasn't punished. Really, he was away from his father 36 years, according to our Cheshbon. So he wasn't punished for those years. Again, if you have time, you want to read through the whole thing, the Sugya Megillah says, I'm very good, not an hour. He wasn't punished for those years. But this idea that the Gemara begins with, the Gemara gets into this whole cheshbon from that opening statement on the bottom of Chazan Beis, Amar Rabban Ritzel Mishmur Marta, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Kivit Avayim. That's the whole backdrop to this whole cheshbon that the Gemara presents with the years of Yaakov that he spent time learning Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eber. This concept that Talmud Torah is greater than Kivit Avayim actually makes it into the Shulchan Aruch. You take a look in Source 7. Again, 4, 5, and 6, look at the Gemara and the Rashi and so on. But look in Source 7, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeus and Reish Mem, Sifchit Gimel, Talmud Torah, Gadol and Kibbut Avayim. Right, that's in Hilchot Kibbut Avayim. So most of the Siman there is talking about the importance of Kibbut Avayim. But here it says Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbut Avayim. The Taz, the Kotan Tezvav, and the Shachin, the Kotan Tezvav, Source 8, 9, both say, Milma B'Yakov. They both refer to this Gemara, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch knows, right? Look at the Taz and Source 8. Milma B'Yakov, Shenenash, the Shulchan Aruch, Kibbut Abi Yosef, Veslavim, Veosim, Yudal Shem, Shalom, and Eitzel Shem, Ever, Lone, So far, Kam, the Megillah, Shach, the same thing. Hachel, Finam, Yakov, Shekal, Osit, Shem, Shalom, Tore, Shem, Ever, Lone, Shalom, Afo, Pisha, Bittel, Mitzvah, Kibbut. Okay, so that's the story of Yaakov is the mocker, the notion that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbut Abi. We need to understand what that means. And what the ramifications of that? Is that really true? And where, that's what I discussed this evening, the relation between Kibbut Avayim and Talmud Torah. But again, it's a simon in the Shulchan Aruch, as it's on Source 7, Simon Reish, Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Mem, Sif Yud Gimel. So it's interesting, the Chai Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, some of the Achronim, bring up the following case, which we'll see shortly already in Rishonim. But it's important to see the formulation. The Chai Adam, in Source 10, in Klal Samach Zayin, Sif Tetzvah, says, Talmud Torah, Gadol Kibbut Avayim. Okay, good. Lefichach, therefore, im habein rotze leilech lemakom acher lumo, shuboteach sheyire simen bracha b'limudo. A son, whatever age, a child, a little baby, a child, you know, wants to go ahead and learn in a particular institution, a particular yeshiva. That's what he wants to learn because he's convinced that that's where he's going to have the most hatzlacha. The Av Mochevo, and the father objects him going to this particular yeshiva. Shemisyare Shiyavo Shamli the Alilos, he's afraid he's going to get into trouble there, it's a bad neighborhood, whatever the concern may be. Ein Tzorech Lishmol Avim. So the child, again, of that age, does not have to listen to the father. Does not have to. Now, I don't know. We're talking about a child's older, it's not have to listen. Yeah. Now, of course, it doesn't say that the father has to pay the tuition. Okay? Let's assume that's not a concern, you know, that's going to be taken care of. So, the son wants to learn, yeshiva X, Y wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, wherever he wants to go. And the parent doesn't want him to go, the parent is concerned. The Chazon says, based on his Gemara, no, he says, you can, you don't have to listen to the father. Then he adds also, the Chayni Ma'av Mocheh, this is not our discussion tonight, the Chayni Ma'av Mocheh, but Ben, Lisa Isha Shechavez, by himself, as well, if the parents object to the Shidduch, the boy brings home a girl, the girl brings home a boy, or whatever, and they don't, again, I'm not saying they have to pay for the wedding, but that's a different discussion, but they can object, and never mind, it's your life, you're allowed to. So my point is the Chayadim links these two dinim. Talmud Torah, Gadol Mekibud Aveim. Therefore, since Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Aveim, even though you should, you know, do it with the father, again, when I say father, it means father and mother, there's no difference here, okay, for our purposes this evening, it means parent. So because Talmud Torah is more of a supreme value than Kibud Aveim, so the son wants to learn in this yeshiva, and the parent doesn't want, the son can disregard, does not have to abide by the parent's wishes. Okay? Same thing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, source 11, Simon Kuf, Mem, Gimel, Sif, Yud, Beis. If my ben wrote to Lelecha, says, I'm welcome, Wilma, Divrei Torah, the Nation Shom, Yelah, Toelis, Yosin, Rekad, he feels you have more atzlocha, and more success in this yeshiva, V'av, Mocha, B'yad, Obeis, Atam, and the father doesn't want him to go. Eino chayav lishmo la'avim. Why? The Talmud Torah got him to keep it aveim. It says because Talmud Torah is greater than keep it aveim. And in parentheses, kidmatzina b'Yaakov, right? He has the whole cheshbon with Yaakov, as we just said. The Kitzur spells it out. It also adds again about the wedding. You don't have to listen to that either. Now, what appears from both the Chayadim and the Kitzur Aruch is that this din of Talmud Torah being greater than keep it aveim, there's a ramification of halacha that you don't have to listen to the, you know, to the parents' wishes when it comes to where to go learn. I'd like to point that this concept, the first that I know that presents this issue, is a tshuva from the Trumas Hadesh, which we'll see in a moment, from source 18, Trumas Hadesh, Simon Mem. Interestingly, the Trumas Hadesh, in presenting this halacha, that you don't have to listen to the parents, they tell you to go to this and this yeshiva, and you want to go to a different yeshiva. Hopefully, you have a relationship to talk it out, but at the end of the day, you don't have to listen to the parents. Okay, how do you work out the tuition is a different problem, but you don't have to listen to the parents. This, according to the Trumas Hadesh, interesting, does not bring as one of the riots this Gemara from Megillah, Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mekibud Aveim. It's interesting. The Trumas Hadesh does not quote that as one of his riots. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chayadim both say that that's the principle behind this permit, so to speak, to ignore or not to abide by the parents' wishes. So the Trumas Hadesh does not bring that riot. Yes.
Where does this question start? Generally, the Kibud Aveim relates the initial parent.
Okay, we'll get that through. That's an excellent point. Very good point. Yeah.
You also have to remember that also, I guess it would be Antiketz Adol, which is Talmud Torah Tekken Kulo.
We'll try and get that through. We'll try and get Talmud Torah also. We'll see. We have to try and understand how this works. But I want to point out, I'm just emphasizing that the Trumas Hadesh, who's the author of this, you know, the original Shiloh, what to do if the child, I say child, I mean the whatever, adult, wants to go learn in this issue and the parent doesn't want, he does not bring a riot from that statement, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Aveim. He brings a riot from a different Gemara, which I printed here in source 12, and that is the following din. But we have the Gemara in Erevin, Mem Zayin Beis, going over to Mem Zayin and Aleph, going over to Mem Zayin Beis, source 12, the Rashi's in 13 and 14. Okay, it says over there, Mitame Lisa Ishul Motar. We have a din, the Rabbanan, at Chutzlaret. There's something called Tumas Eretz Amim. I'll go into those details now, but Chazal wanted to discourage people from leaving Eretz Yisrael, so you go out of Eretz Yisrael, you become Tameh. There's a level of Tumas Eretz Amim. You're not supposed to go become Tameh on purpose, but the Gemara says in Erevin, Mem Zayin Aleph, 12, Umetame Litsa Ishavil Motar. But the reason you're going to Chutzlaret is either to find the Shidduch, right, to get married, or Lil Motar, then it's Mutar. Amar Yehuda Emasai Bisman Shein Motzei Limot. That's only if there's no one to learn by in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to imagine today, but at one time it was, Aval Motzei Limot Lo Yitam, and Rabbi Yosef Af Bisman Shein Motzei Limot Nami Yitam. No, you can do it in any case. Why? There's a key line. L'visha Eim Min HaKol Zocha Adam Limot. Not every Talmud connects to every Rebbe. Not every, you know, sometimes it's personality. you feel you can connect to a particular Rebbe, so there might be some wonderful yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, but this Talmud feels that his style, his personality, his style of learning, his derech, whatever it may be, not everybody can learn from everybody else. Okay? And Amar Biosi Maisa Biosi Akonsha Allah to Rabbi Tidon. Tidon's in the Kutzart. Right? He went to learn, and Biochan said, that's the Locha, that's the Lab. That's how Rashi fills in. Not everybody. Like Rashi says in 14, and the Ebron Mzayin of Bey, Shalom and Akol Adam Zochel Lomot, Ain Adam Zochel Rekol Melamdom, Yesh Rav Shemishna Sos to Dur Befiv, Bishon Lotami Doderach Kitzara. Different Rebbeim have different styles of teaching, and some people like Mikias, and some people like Ian, and so on. So you have to figure out what matches. That's what he brings. Well, how's that a riot? Because you're allowed to go become Tomei for the sake of Talmud Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. There's another Gemara, one second, Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph Mepeis, talking talk about Kibbutz Avein, and it's a Talmud Rav Asi, Asa Lekam Deb Yochanan, 40:15, Omer Le, Ma'u Lotzeis Min Me'aretz Luchu Torah. He asked Yochanan, am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael? Omer Le, Asa, Noin Alavi. Likras Ima Mahu. What about to go see my mother? And then he said, Amalei, any of them? Not sure. So the Shulchan Aruch says, you see that you're allowed to leave and go to Chutz Laaretz to Talmud Torah as far as Kibbutz to see your parents. Not so clear. So evidently, that's why Talmud Torah, you see, is at a higher level. That's the riot that Shulchan Aruch brings. And one other Gemara he mentioned, where in Yevam, this is what the Lyle just mentioned, the Vav Menavot, Yochol Amalo Ovid Hitamo, Osher Amalo Al Tafsir. Let's say the father told the child that was a coin to become Tomei, right? To go into the Beis HaKoros, get something for me. Right? Hitame, Rashi says, Amal Aviv Lekoin Hitame, the Beis HaKoros in 17, right? Lohashimeda, Osha Haisa Omedes Bechutz, Amal Al Tafsir. Or there's an Aveda that the child finds, again, child can be any age, and the father, oh, don't return it, I need you to do something for me now, whatever, go, don't return it. You're not allowed to listen. You don't listen to the parents. Why? Because the Gemara says, Tamal Yachal Yishmalo, you have to listen. No, Tamal Omer, Ish Imo Vovim Kiro'u, that Shabbos Tishmaru, the same passage that speaks about reverence of parents, says about the keeping Shabbos, Kulchem Chayav Bechodi. You know, we enter the higher authority, right? In other words, it's like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave orders, you can't listen to your father or your mother against the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like in the army, so the sergeant gives one set of rules, then the general shows up and he countermands those rules. You have to do what the general says, not what the sergeant says, right? Kulchem Chayav Bechodi. So those two Gemaras that Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Mem that I printed here, it's entire 18. The question was, right, Shayla, I'm not going to read the whole truth, but that was Shayla. Talmud wrote that Lotzeis Medinoso. Wilmo presents the Shalom in a very dramatic fashion. I mentioned the first, Shulchan Aruch is one of the Rishonim, it's all Isserline, not Isserlis like Rama, but Isserline, and it's assumed that many of the Shalos in the Shulchan Aruch were Shalos, quote-unquote, that he asked himself. In other words, he presented his halachic position in a question-answer format. Sort of like what the Sefer HaKuzari did with philosophy, right? He presented a king as this. Yeah. So that's how Shulchan Aruch, and I think that's how the Chidor writes many of the Shailas he asked himself. Okay, so it's just as presented in that style. So Shaila was, Talmud wrote to Lotzes Midaso, Lumo Torlech Nei Rav Echad, Shubotech Shiasim Roch Levanam. The Yizkeh, the Talmud Lumo, he'll learn from him best. The Aviv Mocha Bo Betokeh. The father is very much opposed to him going to this place. The Amal of Bini. Im Telech Lo'osu Medina Sharav Sham, it's a rainy atmosphere. If you're going to go to this place where this Rebbe is, it's going to cause me untold anguish. I'm always going to be worried about you. This place will be kidnapped. They cause trouble to Jews there. They're not a good neighborhood. I don't want you to be there. They'll trump up charges against you. I don't want you to go there. What should the child do? That's the Shiloh. Again, it puts it in very dramatic terms. So he writes that surely the ain't talking to Mokai Gadol Aviv. You don't have to listen to the father. And he quotes this Gemara in Erevin that we just saw before. It spells out the whole thing. He mentions, now he does bring in the story of Yaakov, but again, he does not bring this statement, okay, that Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Kibbutz Avein. That's one point. I would have expected him to bring that as a riot. What if to come this riot with Erevin? Gemara in Erevin, well, you can go out, you can become Tomei for Talmud Torah. A different Gemara says, you're not sure you can become Tomei to greet your mother. There must be, he has a more of a convoluted riot. Then he brings also the Gemara in Yevamos that, again, you have to listen to the general rather than the private, rather than the sergeant. So, Kulchan, so my learning is more important, and so on. Okay, it's just an interesting point. And furthermore, to me, it's interesting. Anyway, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they bring that din, Sivchar Peyvs, that same sim in Yerodeus and Reishman, 19, Talmud Sherot Elach and Machom Acher, Shavotach, Shiyuas and Brachu, Talmud, Lufnei Rav Shasham, the Aviv Mochel of Yishadoik, Shavotir, Ovikom Malilan, and so on, Eino Tzarkish Malavis, that Shavar passed in this way. But notice that the original din, okay, that God of Talmud, Kibbutz, Talmud, source 7, look back at source 7, that was Sif Yud Gimel. This is Sif Chav Hei. If the two were linked in the mind of the Mechaber, I would have expected that right after he said in Sif Yud Gimel, God of Talmud, Yosef, and Kibbutz, then the next Sif should have said, and therefore, like the Chayadim said, like the Kitzur Shacharim said, and therefore, the son wants to go learn in Yeshiva X, and the father wants to learn to listen. Instead, it seems like it's a totally separate din. Yeah.
I mean, there's two things. One is learning, and the one is going somewhere else. Because the father could say, okay, learn, but learn here.
Okay.
So that's like an added aspect.
And, okay, good. Hold it. But I'm just pointing out, you're right, and we'll see that, I think, also. But I'm just pointing out, it seems to me from the Shulchan Aruch that the two dinim, and from Shulchan Hadesh, doesn't bring that Gemara, that they're not linked. Again, Chayadim, Kitzur Aruch, and Gedolei Poskim, and they did link them, so I'm not, you know. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. The Shulchan Aruch has the Sif Yud Gimel, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Aveim. And way later, in Sif Chof Hei, which is the last Sif in Hilchos Kibbutz Aveim, mentions, oh, and if the child wants to learn a different place, why aren't the two linked? Because I think on the right track, you have to say they're different things, yeah.
So far, it sounds like the father doesn't want him to learn because he's going to be leaving. What are the reasons you got?
Okay, good. Hold that thought. Yeah.
He says, I
want
to learn Hebrew.
Okay.
He doesn't agree.
That's a different point. Well, let's see. We'll see. We'll try to get to all this. Yeah.
From the last line of Prima Sedeshin, he doesn't quote the Gemara, but he does definitely say the Svara that Talmud Torah is greater than Mara Avain. He says, the Talmud Torah, etc. And then the last five words. Isn't that quoting?
Yeah, okay, that's true. That's true. But he's saying it's right. He's saying the Svar, but he's saying the Svar based on a different Gemara. He's saying the Svar based on something else. I'm not saying this is right. Why did he quote that Gemara? You have a direct, and it's not a Svar, I mean, so there's a Svar, but it's a direct statement. You're right. Look, I'm not saying he disagrees, but I think, well, Elias Dyson, one can freely disagree. But it seems to me that there's a little bit of disconnect between that statement, God will promise to Yosef Kibbutz Aveim, and this, again, the Chayodah and the Kitzur Aruch, they link them, so it makes sense to link them, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. I just want to point out, if you take a look in the Pesukei Tshuva that I printed here in source 20, Pesukei Tshuva says, according to some, even if the son's not so sure he's going to be able to be successful. He quotes the Chamuri Daniel, near the word Dina Filu Safek Lo Shema Yirisim Bracha Mutar. Okay? Then he mentions something else. He wants to daven in a different shul in the father. We'll talk about that another time. Now the Bir HaGra, again, full disclosure there, in Simon Reish Mem Yaradei, in Sukkot and Lamed Hei, mentions, he does mention, Damrinan B'Sof Harkan Megillah Gadol Talmud Torah. So Gra does cite the Gemara in Megillah. He also cites the Gemara in Erevin, you know, and in Kiddush and that. But he does cite the Gemara in Megillah, but it's striking to me anyway that Shulchan Aruch doesn't link them. So I'd like to just take a little bit of a different direction, we'll see. Okay, because you have to understand, what do you mean? Is that true? Is that true? Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef and Kibbutz Aveim? I mean, now let's come back and understand a little more about Kibbutz Aveim, okay, and about what we mean by Talmud Torah, and that's why I think we can address it. Because is it true that if my father asked me to go do something, like I can tell, I'm in the middle of learning right now. Sorry, you know, my father asked me to fix a cup of coffee. I can't, I'm in the middle of learning. So let's take a look. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Sukkah of Kibbutz Aveim, 22. Elozim and Masi Omer, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mine. My father says, get me a glass of water, fix me a cup of tea, whatever. Okay? Umitzalah says, but there's another mitzvah to do. Right at that moment. So Maniach Ani Kod Abba, but Oseh Hamitzvah, Shani Ve'Abba Chayav Mitzvah. Right? I put aside my father once, and I do the mitzvah because both I and my father do the mitzvah. But Isi ben Yehuda Omer, in Efsher la mitzvah le'asosai, they are cherim, but if that same other mitzvah can be done just as well at that moment, somebody needs something, if someone else can take care of it just as well, then I let the other do it. So there's an important point here that if the mitzvah can be done, if the other mitzvah can be done by somebody else, so then Taka Kibbutz Aveim comes with. But if not, and that's Kipasin the Rambam. Oh, that's the point. So let's see. So let's step by step. So Rashi Kedushin gives an example, right? 23. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Abba Ashkenazi, the Yesh Mitzvah Hilam, Kigon, Likbar, Tamei, or Leviah, whatever he's got to go. Father wants him to go pick up something with the cleaners, and he's like, I have to go to a wedding now, I have to go to Leviah now, whatever. So if your presence is not absolutely needed, then you have to attend to the father first, because someone else can take care of that mitzvah. The Rambam passes that way in Hilchos Mamrim. That's where the laws of Kibbutz Avraham are found. Oddly enough, Hilchos Mamrim, Parak Vav, Alach Yud Gimel, 24. Omer lo'ovim ashkeni mayim. V'yesh b'yadol asos mitzvah, im afshar le'mitzvah shatay asay ve'echerim. Tehaseh, v'yisastik lo'ovim, but let someone else do it. She'ein mevatlim mitzvah b'nei mitzvah. Someone mentioned before, but also it's a potem on mitzvah, right? V'im ein sham achem la'asos, so then yisastik mitzvah nechvot ovim, shahu v'ovim chayav medvar mitzvah. And then the Rambam throws in, look at the end of 24. Parag Vav Hilchas Mamalach Yid Gimel. The Talmud Torah God only Kibbutz Avraham. What does Rambam throw that in for? I mean, it wasn't talking about Kibbutz Avraham per se. He's, this is by all mitzvahs. This Gemara is all mitzvahs. Any mitzvah. Leviath HaRashi said, Likvar Tameh, Leviath. I don't know what is the Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avraham. It's very strange that Rambam throws that in. The Shoharav doesn't over there. Shoharav there again in Yerodeus and Reishman Sif Yud Beis. Omalo Avim Ashkeni Maim quotes the whole thing. And he mentions, who said it before? Osek mitzvah, potem mitzvah, right? He mentions it. But that's true of all mitzvahs. That if ain't shama chayim la, no one else, then you got to do the mitzvah. If not, though, then let the other people do the mitzvah. If there's someone else, let the other person do the mitzvah, and you honor your father. So now, coming back to Talmud Torah, so one second. So this is a din. Obviously, as Matzah Talmud Torah, no one else can learn from me, right? That's the EF shalasla de'echerim. You can't have other people learn. And my learning is my learning. In fact, oh, someone else can learn. That's not the issue. Okay, so therefore it would seem that this is and this is an example. So what's unique? What do we need? A special statement, Talmud Torah, Gadol Mekibbutz Avraham? All mitzvahs that can't be done by somebody else, take precedence of Mekibbutz Avraham. What emerges from that sugya in Kiddushin is that any mitzvah which cannot be done by somebody else at that moment supersedes temporarily Mekibbutz Avraham. So what's the Kiddush? What's the big news? Talmud Torah, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Kibbutz Avraham. All mitzvahs are Gadol Yosef Kibbutz Avraham if there's no one else who can do it. So, what's the whole news here?
That's different than Osek Mitzvah Padma. Osek Mitzvah Padma is ready, you're doing something.
Okay, you start already. You start already. Okay, that's a possible thing. Right, but again, we don't see. So, my question is, though, even without Osek Mitzvah Padma, there's another mitzvah to do. The father says, Ashkeni Mayim. I said, I got to go. So, it's got nothing to do with Talmud Torah. That Talmud Torah is an example of one mitzvah that can't be done by somebody else. So yes, you put aside Kibbutz Avraham. What's the big redusa of Talmud Torah? Gadol Mekibbutz Avraham. So Aruch
HaShulchan. Also, the Rambam seems to be contradicting the Talmud Torah. After you just explained that.
Yeah.
The other
right now he throws in Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avraham. What Kibbutz Avraham? So it's strange. It is strange. Yeah.
Any of that Talmud Torah is constant, that different.
Perhaps. Let's see. So Aruch HaShulchan. There in Tzun Reish Mem Yoredei, it says in Sif Lamed Vav the following. First, he quotes, Amru Chazal, so far on the Megillah, this is where we started with, my God, O Talmud Torah, Yosef Mekibbutz Avraham, Osan Yud Dalet Shanim, the 14 years of Yaakov learned, and so he wasn't punished, etc., etc. And he writes also, V'lochein, in the second line, he links, he wrote, Selech Limod Bir Acheres, you want to go learn somewhere else, okay? Okay, but here's what he says, it's unique. He wrote, Selech Limod Bir Acheres, Yochol Lelech Shalom Birshus Aviv Imo. V'nira Mizeh, okay, if you're going to do another mitzvah, it has to be with the permission of the parent. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, if I'm understanding correctly, is saying there is a difference, that when it comes to Kibbutz Avraham, okay, that's the emphasis, and that will work for the Rambam. The emphasis, Talmud Torah, Gadol Yosef, Kibbutz Avraham. Kibbutz Avraham, you can do it even without the permission of the parents. Whereas another mitzvah taket, if the parents will insist, no, I want this now, you can't, then you listen to the parents. It doesn't emerge directly from the Gemara like that. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, if I'm reading it correctly, it's in Reish Mem, Sif Lamed Vav. You see it in 26. He's saying, Nira Mizeh, Dichsha Holech, the second line, Dichsha Holech, Lemitzvah Cheres, Sarach Rishus Aviv Imo. And that's where Talmud, where Kibbutz Avraham, Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah doesn't require permission from the parents. Now, at the very end, in Sif Mem Hei, the 26th, second part, the old Kosov, another rule of Talmud, Shirot Selech, quotes that Gemara again, with the whole story, the father's word. He has a different reason why you don't have to listen. So why don't you have to listen over there? You know, if you can go without Rishus. He says, again, a different reason. The Torah, Agune Migne Vasule Matli. You know, the father's worried he's going to get into trouble. The Torah will protect him. How do we understand that? But that's what Rav HaShulchan says. The father was so nervous, and he goes to this neighborhood, the guard will start up, they'll throw him into jail, they'll beat him up, who knows what they'll do, and I'm going to worry about you all the time. So he's saying, no. He says, the Torah, Agune, Megune, Vatzuli, Matzuli, Chain, Bechol, Dvar, Mitzvah, and Bechol, Shmala, you don't have to listen to them for other mitzvahs as well. But my point to the Rav HaShulchan, I don't know if he's backtracked a little bit or not, because he gives us other reasons why you don't have what you need that for. Okay, what do you need to give this other reason? The Torah protects you. He just said in the previous thing that when it comes to Talmud Torah, you don't need Rishus. So that's how the Rosh Hashulchan, again, we ask the question, what's the big news that Talmud Torah is bigger than Kibbutz of Aim? All mitzvahs, they can't have someone else do, you have to do yourself, a supersede Kibbutz of Aim. So at least the Rosh Hashulchan has this idea that, no, there's a difference. Kibbutz of Aim can be pushed aside by Talmud Torah, even totally without their permission. Other mitzvahs need permission. Possible, yeah.
The concept of Eid HaRameisim Masmo B'Sakada. For example, a kid says, I want to learn Mitzvah. I want to learn the Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's the torment here.
So we have to think up.
You don't have to listen to it. Yeah, I'm not saying the father has to pay for his flight.
No, I'm saying, but that's
seems the to, seems to be. Seems to be. Now, there is another point that I want to mention, that the Sefer HaMakneh, our floor, the Sefer HaMakneh is on Kiddushin. You mentioned the past, it really should be called the Sefer HaMiknah, because that's the language of the Pasuk and Navi, but the yeshivas, they call it the Makna. Okay, so we'll call it that. That's the Sefer HaMiknah is the Pasuk and Aftar Pashahar, Yimiyah, Navi. Anyway, the book of acquisitions, the Kiddush, Masachas Kiddush, about Kinyanim and so on, they call it the Sefer HaMiknah, and the yeshivas, they call it the Makna. So he has the following point. He says, let's remember that there are two mitzvahs, two psukim in the Torah, two mitzvahs relating to parents. One, in Parshas Yisro, that says in Dibros 27, Parak Chof, Pasuk, your base, Kavadis of Yechaz Yimecha. The other one is in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra, Parak Yitzes, Pasuk Gimel, Ish Imo Vaviv Tirol. Okay? So, it's interesting, there is a Gemara in Kedush in Lamed Aleph Mudbeis, which tells a story about the Rav Avo, who says his children, his son, Avimi, was greatly Mekai in the midst of Kibbutz Avim, because he himself had five sons, and yet whenever I came staying outside, whenever I came over, he rushed to open the door, and he said, I'm coming, you know, one time, I asked him for something to drink, and he brought it to me, and meanwhile, the father fell asleep in the chair while he was waiting for the coffee, and he came, and he stood there for X amount of time until the father woke up. That's how devoted he was. And meanwhile, he said a drasha on Mizmal Asa. So there's a tosis there. The Rashi tosis spell out the case, but the Machne wonders how could he be the Talmud Chacham? He waste time from learning. He's standing there with a cup of coffee, waiting for the father to wake up. How he says Yesh Shofar from the Avik in the 31. Yesh Shofar the Machne Kiddush Mamad Alfin Beis. Do a Maslo Yistaya Milta. Yesh Shofar from the Avik Kasha Masha Pital Torah Mishum Kibud Ava Amrina Besof Megillah Gadol Talmud Torah Yosu Kibud Ava. He should have said the father fell asleep. Okay, I'm going back. So he mentioned on the top of the next page is important possibly. Okay, and basically his position is that maybe Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim, but it may not be greater than Mora Avim. The Gemara only said Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Kibbutz Avim. Kibbutz Avim, as someone said before, is providing service and some of Mora is more encompassing because, and this is the Machlokes Shitosos, a creative suggestion, which I don't think most people assume like, but the Machlokes says, now, one of the things which the Gemara, let's take a look for a moment and just skip down for a second, go back to 35. Important Gemara, Kiddush and Lamed Aleph Mabez. What is Mora, what is Kibbutz? The Gemara spells it out. Why are saying this before, right? Someone says, well, Tara Bona. Look at Lamed Aleph Mabez. Ezu Mora, Ezu Kibbutz. Mora means, Mora with Aleph, then Mora means Lo Ome Bim Komo. You don't stand where your father doesn't stand. I say father, mother, the same thing. Well, Yoshim come many homes, the parent has a certain seat at the table or a certain chair like to sit in, so you don't sit again without the issues. Lo so serves tomorrow, don't contradict their words, lo machrio, don't even defend their words in certain circumstances. And what is that tomorrow? What is kibud? Machil Mashke provide food, drink, albish machan, get to pick up their clothes. My father's in here from Eretz Yisrael, so before he left me a note that I should take his suit to the cleaners. He leaves his suit here when he comes at the shop from Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't wear a suit there. But in America, I should take this. I have to take this suit to the cleaner. The Gemara discusses what to pay for. It's a different discussion. But it says, so that's keeping it. A help the parent in, out. So that's those. Now, one of the things on the Mora is most so serves tomorrow. So the Machmed HaFlor, was of the opinion that included under Lo Yavor Al-Dvarim, I mean, I've said I spoke on Kibbutz Avim sometimes to this, and never said anything about obedience. You know, so parents sometimes say, you got to listen to your parents. Who said? Doesn't say. It's not one of the things. It's not, oh, well, you start Zvarov, so the Machta understands that means not just not an argument to contradict, but don't do anything against their, you know, against their wish. So therefore, he says, by Yaakov Avinu, the whole story, what mitzvah was he going to forego? Kibbutz Avim. Was he going to be able to provide his father food? He's going to be out of town, right, for the next number of years. So he couldn't bring him food and drink and so on. But it wouldn't be a violation of Mora. But can he bring Zariah from Ritzvah? Yeah, and Lama Dal, so let's look at it. But first, there's an interesting, right? How do we know that Mora and Kibbutz is not the same thing? He brings Zariah. How do we know that there's an additional chi of a Mora, which is on a higher level somehow? He says that, and at the end, look at the last word. The Tzarech home with the Mora Shana Dadiva Mitalmud Torah. Mora of Aim does supersede Talmud Torah. That's how we can answer some of these questions. Mora of Aim supersedes Talmud. And he brings a Raya, an interesting Raya, because the Gemara says, I'm saying outside, but the Gemara Kiddush and Lama Dawud and Beis, we know this Gemara, tells us that women are exempt from Mitzvahs Esei Shazman Grama, but they have to observe the Mitzvahs Esei, which are not Shazman Grama, non-time bound Mitzvahs. How do we know they have to keep non-time bound Mitzvahs? The Gemara, Lama Dawud and Beis, and Kiddush brings the Raya from Mora of Aim. That women are obligated Mora of Aim, which is not time bound. And that serves as the paradigm that they have to keep all non-time bound Mitzvahs. The Gemara asks, well, what about the, maybe women are exempt from Talmud Torah, it's also not time bound. It says B'nechem, not B'nechem. So why don't we use that as a paradigm? The Gemara says, no, because it's lumped together with something else. It's called snakes and women can't have along this. The technical Talmudic rule that they can't learn from there. But it's from Talmud Torah because there's another. In short, whenever the Gemara has one example of something, that's considered to be a paradigm. You learn from there or other similar cases. The Gemara already gives two examples that seem to stem from the same rule, but then the Gemara says you can't learn from that to other places because otherwise they would have only given one example. The Torah gives two examples, then we have to learn, no, those are the only two cases. Some say three, whatever. Those are the only cases. You can't use that as a paradigm for others. That's what's going on. Anyway, as a side point to the Machta Reis down in 37, the Machta Nat Gemara says, you know, it says that a woman, this is proof, that Lo Sosar Svarav is included, that includes not obeying, not listening to what they tell you. So what's the idea? He says, because we find that women, it says in the Gemara, don't have to listen, you know, don't have to, they're potter from, well, when they're married, so they're under the husband's domain, so they should listen to their husband. So what do you mean? When it comes to Mora of Aim, so why is there ever a contradiction between what the woman has to do in terms of her father or husband? If Mora simply means don't sit in the chair, I won't sit in the father's chair either. Well, why is there a contradiction? Kibbutz of Aim, I can say there can be a machlok or a conflict with kibbutz of a husband. The husband is a cup of tea, the father is a cup of tea. I can't do two things at once. But in Mora, all things you don't do, so I don't sit in his seat, I don't sit in his seat, I don't stay in his place, I don't stay in his place. I don't contradict his wrong tradition. Okay, so what? But if you hold it non-contradiction means obedience, so then if they're doing what they say, then there's a possibility of a conflict. That's the Machta is right. But in any event, pulling everything together, so he brings a riot, and maybe we can say as follows. So when the Gemara says, God will keep it over the ocean in the Talmud Torah, fine. But Mora of Aim, in a certain sense, does not supersede Talmud Torah. And that's why the Mechaber later has to tell you a different rule. And it's, yes, back in Sitchin Gimel, it says, Godol Talmatarios, Ami Kibbutz Avim. That's not enough to allow you to do something your father told you not to do. I don't want you to go to this yeshiva. I'm worried if you go over here and stay. That's a problem. That's a lack of Mora Avim. So therefore, you have to have different riots. The story was, you know, you can go become Tommy, have other Gemaras. That's why the Shemot HaDesh didn't bring that riot from the Gemara of Godol Kibbutz Avim to prove that the son could go to a different yeshiva. Had a couple of different riots because, well, I would argue good. You know, God will tell me to tell you to keep it avain, but this is not a matter of keep it avain. This is a matter of Mora avain. And Mora avain, we don't say any Gemara says, God will Mora avain, tell me to tell you to Mora avain. So that could be another reason why you don't have that, why you have to come up with a different explanation as to why it's okay for the son to go to that yeshiva, another riot. That's why there's no linkage. I'm just suggesting that is a possible train of thought. If we look in the Gemara and Moed Katan, the Testament base, it talks about Talmud Torah, and because now I want to attack it from a different angle. Isn't Talmud Torah attacked, pushed aside by other mitzvahs sometimes? Don't we always push aside Talmud Torah for the sake of other mitzvahs? Not just keep it up, And now I'm attacking the other end. Again, we raise the question, the Gemara says that the Shachar Pasim, based on the Gemara Megillah from this morning, said the Talmud Torah is not only else from Kibbutz Avein. Therefore, if the son wants to have a different yeshiva, okay. But we pointed out that the Shulchan doesn't seem to link them, even the Shulchan Hadeshim seems to bring different riots and so on. So we suggested maybe Talmud Torah is different, and like the Archa Shulchan said, that you can do it without the Rishus at all, the Chiddush, others need Rishus, or like the Machmas said, it's Mora Abba and instead of Kibbutz Avein is different. But now I'm going to attack him the other end. It's not Talmud Torah per se. That's the Gemara and Mark that test on the How do you have to come by? Look, see, you call him a clean of a whole half a terrible issue. But the Pesukim Mishlei talking about Torah. Torah is more precious than jewels, and all your chafotim, all your needs, all your things can't compare to Torah. Whatever you have can't compare to Torah. The implication, says the Gemara, is hachetze shamayim, yishu bo. Mitzvah activity is as good as Talmud Torah. On the other hand, there's another Pesukim Mishlei that says, v'chol hachafotim lo yishu bo. No other pursuits are equal to Torah. Not just your pursuit, personal pursuits, but even mitzvah is called chafotim. Which is it? Even mitzvah is not the same. Or it says, no problem. And therefore, other mitzvahs are pushed aside. I'm sorry, Talmud Torah is pushed aside by other mitzvahs. Okay, because if it can be done by somebody else is good. Then if it's done by somebody else, so the right. So one second. We'll see how it applies in a second. But I'm talking about other mitzvahs now, right? So in other words, look at Rashi. Okay, it says the first pasuk for Chol Chafetz Chayim. 39. First passage says, "Kol chavatecha l'yisrael, shetivato kol chavatecha b'shul shatasef b'torah." You should learn rather than be involved in anything else. But chet teshemayim yisrael komar shingeshcha l'asok b'mitzvah. Then tivato talmud torah v'asok b'mitzvah. The other passage says, "Apilu chet teshemayim lo mevato mitzvah v'asok talmud torah." So which is it? So again, as the Gemara says, and Tosfos spells it out. He says, "My cotton testament 40. Kan b'mitzvah sheyaf shalasoy de'achirim. Asiyas mitzvah adit." Okay, if the mitzvah can be done, I'm sorry, can't be done by somebody else, then I stop learning the other mitzvah I'm talking about. Then I have to stop mitzvah, stop learning to do that other mitzvah. It's sukkis, I have to take a little of whatever it may be. Right? You push aside Talmud Torah. In fact, there are seeking a film lots of sukkah, a little of, right? Leaves Yerushalmi. You know, it's interesting. He refers to this Yerushalmi. I printed it for you in 41. Yishalmi brachas parakav alachah beis. Yochel Hashem Shem Yochai can go anu she'oskim b'talmud Torah feel a kriyash ma'en ala mafsikim. Shem Yochai and his chaverim, they were called tarasum nasan and so on. They never stopped learning for any purpose. They didn't stop for kriyash ma'even. So Gemara asks, v'lo mod Shem Yochai Shem mafsikim lasal sukkah v'lasal lul? What if you have to go into the sukkah? What if it's sukkah since you have to wave the lul? They wouldn't stop the learning? The less said of Shem Yochai, it's even stronger. It says, Halomet amanas lasos, the law amanas shelo lasos. You're supposed to learn. The whole purpose of learning is to be able to do mitzvahs, right? Halomet shelo lasos nochol shelo nivra. If you just learn and you never do any mitzvahs, it's better if you weren't born, right? And Amar Yochanan is stronger. Halomet shelo lasos nochol ilo nefesh shelo yosu aponu. That's all fine. Okay. So the answer is only kriyashma. Shem Yochai felt kriyashma was an exception because zeshin and vezeshin and emavat and shin and meishin. What is top? What is kriyashma? So from the Torah, right? So Yochanan helped. Right. So Shmuel Yochai said, "What do I have to stop learning? I'm learning Parshas Shavua. So I should stop learning the Parshas Shavua to say Shema. Well, so from the Torah. So that's what he felt. You don't have to stop. But another, because that's Shina Vizeshina. Now we assume not like that. We assume even Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Sama. Well, Shema and other thing. But in any event, that's what emerges from that. From Yushalmi, I printed the promotion and the Karmel. They're fine. But in any event, what emerges from that sugya is that Talmud Torah is pushed aside for any mitzvah. So, of course, it's pushed aside for Kibbutz Avein also. So now we're back to square one. So what does it mean? Go to Talmud Torah, Yosem, Kibbutz Avein. If my father asked me to get him a cup of coffee, I can't say, I'm sorry, I'm learning now. The same way, if it's time to take the lulav, like, oh, I'm learning now. I'm not going to take the lulav. We wouldn't do such a thing. Right? Of course, the Talmud Torah is pushed aside for the sake of performing a mitzvah. Again, unless it's a mitzvah someone else can do. So someone else can fix my father a cup of coffee just as well. My brother's right there, whatever, so they don't need me. Then I won't throw out my learning. But other than that, I should. So what comes out, the Gemara, my cup, that says, to me, clearly, is that there is no Of course you push aside Talmud Torah. So how do we now go back to that Gemara of Talmud Torah and again, that you don't have to listen to your father when he wants you not to go to the yeshiva and so on. Any mitzvah, not just Talmud Torah, not just Kibbutz Avayim, any mitzvah pushes aside, supersedes Talmud Torah if no one else can do it. So that's where we're stuck a little bit. Now it's interesting, this one of you asked before, so take a look in 44, the Pisrei Tshuva in your Ordnance and Rishmem Sitchet says, the Talmud Torah Gadol, Hainu Dafka in Tzorach Leile Chutz La'ir. There's a difference, something that you mentioned before. You're going out of town, you're going somewhere else. So the Pisrei Tshuva brings up that chilek. In source 44, the Pisrei Tshuva brings up that chilek. If you're in town, then of course, Tzorach L'Shara is Esa'ah V'Lach Zolot Haraso. You have to do what your father needs you to do, and then you go back to your learning. Father needs you to take him to a doctor, whatever it may be. Of course, I'm learning now. Call me later. Okay? So there already we see, and by the way, that will solve that case about the guy who waited. We waited to serve his father because he was right there. That the father wanted. That's not called Bittul Torah. That's what he's supposed to do. So the Rambam says in the Talmud Torah, Paragimel Halacha Gimel, verse 45. First he says, Ein lecha mitzvah v'chol mitzvah kulon shishkula keneged Talmud Torah. There's no mitzvah as great as Talmud Torah. El Talmud Torah. Some have said before, Talmud Torah keneged kulon. Here it is. El Talmud Torah keneged kol mitzvah kulon. Shatamel v'maisa l'picha hatamul kodol v'maisa chol makom. But Halacha Dalet. Higher the fun of Asiyas mitzvah of the Talmud Torah, where there's a mitzvah to do, and it's also Talmud Torah. Im afshal mitzvah la'asod de'acherim lo yafsi Talmudo. Im lav yasna mitzvah yafsi Talmudo. So clearly, that's how the Rambam passes. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes later. It's in Reish Mem Vav Sif Yud Ches 46. Talmud Torah shakul keneged kol mitzvah, and therefore higher the fun of Asiyas mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Im afshal mitzvah la'asod de'acherim lo yafsi Talmudo. Im lav yasna mitzvah yafsi Talmudo. So with all that, we have to come back now to square one and wonder, so what does it mean, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avayim? Okay, it's not true. It's clear that you have to interrupt Kibbutz Avayim. You have to interrupt Talmud Torah to do Kibbutz Avayim, just like if you interrupt Talmud Torah to do any mitzvah. But certainly, if the father needs something right now, mother, you need something right now, of course you can't say, I'm learning right now. So we need to understand a little bit differently, and I think the answer may be the following. But again, and it's what I'm getting at. What does the statement mean? God of Talmud Torah, not true. The Shulchan Aruch, all the posts around, they all say that you have to stop whatever you're doing, you're learning, in order to do another bit. If there's no one else to take care of. So what do you mean Talmud Torah is not true? So I think what it means, my understanding, that Gemara says Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avayim. It doesn't mean in the practical sense, when I have right now in front of me a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kibbutz Avayim. Then Kibbutz Avayim wins out. You have to do what your parents ask you. No doubt. Okay, whichever lumbus you want to say, there's no doubt. What it means is, in the abstract, in the broader sense, in the sense of its importance of how you view it, what you cherish, then Talmud Torah is greater than any mitzvah, including Kibbutz Avayim. The Vilna Gaon has a famous comment in his commentary to the Mishnah, Peya Parakal of Mishnah Aleph. That's the Mishnah that says Talmud Torah Kenei Kulon, because he says in 47, the whole Teva of a Teva, Shalom Bahu Mitzvah Be'atma. Every word of Talmud Torah is its own mitzvah. Talmud Torah wraps up many, many mitzvahs into one. Every word you learn, not every word, every letter, I don't know. Okay, every Torah thought, however you understand it, is its own mitzvah. Okay, and that's what it means. Mitzvahs lima Torah sheik shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. That klal was there, and that's why she'ein mevatlin Talmud Torah afilu mitzvah yichol la'asos le'acher. That's why you shouldn't put aside Talmud Torah if someone else can do the mitzvah. Hasechel mechayv is them. They should call teva v'teva me'atzim mitzvah gedola mishkul neged kol. In Cain, kishalomed lemoshal daf echad mekayim kama meos mitzvahs. One they learned daf yomi hundreds of mitzvahs. In Cain, v'vada is a tov lekayim meos mitzvah mitzvah. But that's not when you have a conflict in front of you right now. I think that means in the general sense, yes, Talmud Torah is of greater importance, of greater ultimate value. You accumulate many mitzvahs and so on. It's all very good. But if there's a conflict in front of me now, then we have certain rules, and of course, Kibbutz Avayim wins out. I think that's exactly the intent of the Gemara as well. The end of the first parak of Kiddushin, it says over there, Daf Mem of Beis 48. Kvar Hayim Parfon was Canaan, Mesubin Valias based into the Lud. They were in Lud. Right, Nishal and Shalom. They asked this question: what's better, Talmud Gadol or Ma'aser Gadol? Then of Tarfon or Ma'aser Gadol? Then of Kiva Omer Talmud Gadol? Then of Kulam or Talmud Gadol? Shat Talmud maybe l'day Ma'aser. Okay, Talmud brings you to Maisa, but the whole purpose of learning is to do them. So, yes, in a broad sense, learning is more important because through learning, you'll have the key to many mitzvahs. If you never do it, right? No, but, right, that's exactly right. Lamaise, you have to do the mice, the action. But Talmud Torah in an abstract is great. What's the expression? You know, give me a fish and I'll eat supper. You teach me how to fish, and I'll be able to get supper myself. How's that work? For a lifetime, right? You teach me the tools, I'll be able to open. You know, you can. Use an example in chinuch. You know, you can show students. You can open this door. You can open that door. You can open another door. Or you can give a student a key. He can open more doors himself. So in a certain sense, Talmud Torah is you're giving him keys. In that sense, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz, is greater than everything else. But in terms of a conflict that's on the table right now, then we have the rules. And indeed, we don't say Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Aveim. But Rabbi Yonah writes on the Riff and Brach, his testament album, the page is really testament based. It starts with testament album, the Ramasal, the Memra. He quotes the Yerushalmi with what's the name, with the Rishon Yochai, and he says, you have to stop to do mitzvahs, go and show for a little Mikra Megillah, Kiyot Tzumen. Shechayav Lissam, and Kedilak Haim Mitzvah. Okay, of course you have to stop in order to do whatever mitzvahs they are. Okay? Maybe Kriyashma is different because, Zeshin and Zeshin, Abo Mitzvah, She'en Bo El Amir, Bo Alma, Tinchem Mitzvah El Limbo. Just a mitzvah which itself is a form of learning. It's just saying something. Maybe that can be superseded by Talmud Torah, but nothing else. That's what Meir writes also in my Kartanach Testament Bays. He brings up, you asked before, Osir Mitzvah, Pasim and Mitzvah. He says, Ain is a very important 51. Afo, please, Shomer, Osir Mitzvah, Pasim and Mitzvah, Ain Talmud Torah Bechlauzer. Talmud Torah is an exception to that rule. Those in that study, Ryan Lichtenstein, the Racha wrote on a long essay called Osir Mitzvah, Torah, Pasim and Mitzvah, printed. They printed a volume called Kvod HaRav in honor of Solomon years ago, but it was still alive. I think maybe it was 50 years, it was whatever it was. They printed it called Kvod HaRav, and I've listened to the Halakha has an essay there called Osek Torah Patam Mitzvah. So this Meiri tells an important rule. The principle of Osek Mitzvah Patam Mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Ela Mishaya Osek Torah the Ira Mitzvah Yado im Epshal Osek Darecherem that Ein Olavat Alav. Don't tell me people carve, you know, you bring some of the other riots. But if it can't be done by anybody else, then you have to do the mitzvah no matter what. Okay? So that Miri tells us that important rule that there's no, you don't tell me also mitzvah pattern by Talmud Torah. Rabbi Chana Wassim in the Kavod Shir Mechelik base in the Tessel's base also explains that nearer the Hadith Tzarech Lamatam Talmud Torah Vishukim Mitzvah. Why? Ain't a time Mishum the mitzvah Talmud Torah Nirchet Nikim Mitzvah. Don't mitzvah Talmud Torah Gdolah Mechelik Mitzvah. Ella. The commotion mutter levatal talmud torah they derech eretz to hold zerch adam ha'achrechim. Because what is the ultimate mitzvah of talmud torah altogether? The rachonim posits and other rachonim say this too. The mitzvah of talmud torah is to learn when you have the time. Okay, but we don't say that a person goes to work is levatal torah. Understood? You have to make a living. Right? Don't say it's about like I said. I stopped the ganecha and so on. It means you should learn torah when you have the opportunity. But if you have another mitzvah to do, that means right now you're not able to learn because you have to go get the lulav. You have to go light chanukah candles, whatever. You have to go eat matzahs. You can't learn now. That's not a bittul Torah. My final proof, so to speak, that this idea of gadol talmud Torah, yosef mitam, kibud av ha'ein, is not a specific conflict that comes up right now. For sure, you have to put aside your learning to go do what your father says or mother. It's the same sugya in Megillah we started with, come full circle, 53, the same sugya. Megillah tests on the base. There is a typical Jewish thing, right? The last pasuk in Megillah says, the very last pasuk in Megillah. So it's Ki Mordechai, we say it out loud, right? Ki Mordechai, Yehudi, Mishal HaMelech HaChashverosh, Ugadol HaYehudim, Rotsu L'Rov Echol. Right? Mordechai was now a big man, right? He became the second in command. It was Rotsu, he was respected, and so on, by Rov Echol. Gemara here says, Rov Echol. Most of it, no. All those people, he's not so great. That's what we'll do here. We saved all the Jews. And it was, I'll be pshat in terms of pshat to the pasuk. It doesn't mean rove most. It means rove the many, his many brethren. Like he's saying, Hamahulo v'rova tishbachos. What, he's only Mahulo rove, not all tishbachos? No, it means Hamahulo v'rova tishbachos. It means he is praised with the many praises, all of them. That's probably what it means, I'll be pasha pshat. But the Gemara Darshan, there were some people who weren't happy with Mordechai. Who's the people who weren't happy? Because he was before, he was a part of the Sanhedrin. He was learning about it. Now he had to be getting involved in politics. So he was had to take away from his learning. So they quote two psukim from Divrei Yama, I think, that one Mordechai was listed after the whole story of Megillah says, he was listed later on the list of the great leaders of the Jews. That people were annoyed with him. So the question is, what do you mean? As Rashi says in 54, he got involved in politics, you know, so he lost from the statue. Okay? So the Torah, the second line of 53. So Amar of Yosef, based on that, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef at Polos Nefosh. The same Gemara says, same people, right, the same in the wives. And the Gemara says, nevertheless, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef at Polos Nefosh. Really? Does someone think that we're in the base measures and a guy keels over? Okay, you know how to say, you tell him, well, the Zman is another 45 minutes, so I can't get involved in the middle of the Tosas now. You know, you can't do of course you don't do that. Okay, Tosas got. Again, if there are EMT guys there who can handle it, they don't need you, so you could continue learning. But no one would suggest that when the Gemara says, God old Talmud Torah, Yosef, and Tosas Nefoshes, a guy's life is in danger, I'm going to say right now I'm in the middle of learning. It's ridiculous. So what does the Gemara mean? God, right? And in fact, the Torah has an interesting, Machlokes HaKharim a little bit about it, but I think the Taz is right, we'll see. The Torah in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Reish Nun Aleph, the Ardeah of Tzedakah, it says, in certain communities, you had the Jews had to live with mafioso types. You had to pay what we call protection money. Right? They had to pay a year, you know, to make sure there'd be no fire in the shul. You know, the typical strong arm techniques. The Jews had to pay off the local guys to make sure that nothing would happen. And that would say, well, otherwise, there'd be quote unquote a terrible accident. A couple would be killed. And, so next year they pay the money, there won't be any accidents. You understand what we're talking about. So the poskim discuss, so can you take money, right? So that's what the tour is discussing. And let's say they had no money in the community, but there was money that had been set aside for the yeshiva. So can you take the money from the yeshiva in order to pay off the guy? That's all the fascists. Or do you say, no, God will Talmud Torah Yotzeh, that's all the fascists, right? Not Gemara. So the same also, the Drisha and the Prisha, there in the Ordeus and Rashan and Aleph, in the Cotton Hay, and the Drisha, it's called the Gimel in the Prisha, it gives two different reasons. It basically says that he implies that you can't take money from Talmud Torah, and you can only use it for, but the Taz, in the Cotton Vav, there in the Ordeus and Rashan and Aleph, rejects this outright, and he says, that's not what the Gemara means. It's important to read inside. It said, "Ein kan kusha." Look at the second line, 59. Divide by ein lecha davar om nifikut nefesh. You tell me you let people be in danger so you can have more money for the yeshiva. And with the hasam omer, the yose yesh zechus lemish zocha laasak lasak v'torah below that those nefashos below bali adas nefashos misha bali adas nefashos. By they kach tzarch levatel tamu torah lasak v'tzol nefesh. Of course, you have to stop learning and do it after to save somebody's life. In terms of the overall zchus that you have, however we reckon these things, so yes, Talmud Torah is the greatest zchus. But when there's a situation right in front of them, of course you have to stop. Okay? I would give an example. If somebody's strong in learning, and he decided to become, and he take time out to become an EMT, so now you can argue, maybe in a certain sense, there's a greater level, if the person's cut out for it. It's better for him to learn than to become an EMT. On the other hand, something was better than to become an EMT. But I'm talking about a person who's strong. That maybe you could start weighing. But when there's a situation in front of you, of course you have to save somebody's life if you're capable. There's no question about it. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav also says.
Even though you think
at first, you get more stress from it. In an abstract note. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the obligation for you right now. And I think, and we'll finish with this, he says, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first of the Balatanya, in the Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Sibalach, 60, okay, he says, we have to come back. So how come, Taka, if everyone just said it's right, it's okay for the youngster to go learn, or the adults, whatever, to go learn a different yeshiva. If we said there's a conflict in front of me, we said in a broader sense. So I think that siman in that the very end of the Yoredeis and Reish Mem, Steve Kofay, is talking about a broader sense. That's not talking about right now, I want to learn and my father needs a cup of tea. We hinted at it before. That's talking about a person making a life decision. I want to go learn this yeshiva. The father doesn't need anything from him right now. He's just afraid. Okay, it's going to cause me anguish for you to go there, but that's not Kibbutz of Aim. Okay, now that's why. It's not because God will Talmud Torah. We don't have to come on to that. That is because I have the right. I have the Talmud, if we establish like the Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah is a high value. So I have the right. It's parallel to being able to marry who I want. That I have the right to self-growth, so to speak. Okay, there's no conflict. That's in the broader sense. Now, in the broader sense, God will Talmud Torah, like we said, it's Yosef and Kibbutz of Aim. In the abstract sense, there is a possible ramification. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't link them, but I'm saying because it's not a conflict that's set up right now. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in 60. He says the hefter is lahafzik lefi shah uzman ma she'ein v'al abitul mitzvah se'esek levut har tamid avalo bitul mitzvah yediyas ha-torah. In other words, right now I can stop learning for a few minutes to take my father to the doctor to get pick up his stuff from the cleaner to go. Okay, it could be an hour, it could be 3 hours, whatever. It's a limited amount of time. But telling the child he can't go to this yeshiva at all, so that's going to impact his Talmud Torah in a much broader sense than a one-time interruption or even a several-time interruption in his learning. It's an interruption you're learning that you have to do, if we said. But in terms of that hetter to go and learn somewhere else, that's because that's a broader issue, and that's, you know, that's mitzvah. He distinguishes mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah. There's a broader mitzvah Yediyas HaTorah. I want to sort of Usher Weiss. I suggest that that's the pshat. We'll finish this. The Gemara Ksubas. Okay, the Gemara says Mevatlan Talmud Torah Lotzos. And he says Tosus quotes the story. The Bikiva was once going to learn by the Rebbe of Yeshua, and he stopped along the way. There was a mace mitzvah, which is a great mitzvah. No one else to bury him, so Bikiva stopped, and he brought him here, and he buried him, and the whole story. And his Rebbeim rebuked him for it. What do you mean? He was coming to the base bench. What are you involved in this? So everyone asks, what's going on? How do you reconcile? The Gemara says, Mevatlan Talmud Torah. So there's a difference between one-time Talmud Torah and a Akiva, who they felt was a person who was going to be, which he was. Of course, the next, the Gadol HaDor, his development, the Rimi Korvil at the end, it tells us, Shimush Talmud HaChamim, and so on. He needed to see how the Rebbeim operated in Paskin, and he was going to miss all this because he's involved with the Mace Mitzvah. So that's not a one-time, that was something that I felt had broader implications. So when the child's decision has broader implications, not right now, I'm learning, I can say to my father, I can't fix a cup of coffee, I'm in the middle of the toast now. That you can't do for sure. If it's a broader issue, you're telling me, I don't want you to learn this yeshiva, I want you to go to this place. That's when we say God will Talmud Torah, so to speak, because in the abstract sense. Okay, again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't link them because I don't think one flows directly from the other. Back in Sifrei Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says God will Talmud Torah in the abstract. But in terms of mitzvahs, we demonstrated both from the Talmud Torah and from the Kibbutz of Amen. We know that we don't say you can ignore the parent. You know, we have the Machna's idea of Mora, but he went out that. So perhaps that's what's meant by God will Talmud Torah, Yosef, Kibbutz of Amen in the abstract then. But if my overall, my entire learning, my entire life is going to be impacted by this decision, then Taka, just like, and it's parallel, the Ramah brings it in. And that same Reish Mem, that you don't have to listen to parents in terms of the Shidduch either. To conclude, hopefully you have a kind of relationship with the parent. We're parents of children. We have a kind of relationship with our children that they'll value our opinion. We can discuss it, and talk about it, and so on. And we can have a sensible discussion. It's not a conflict, but if it is a conflict, these are some of the things. Okay, I'll get to that.